It's Friday, April 3rd. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. March Madness is bringing more than economic impact. The NCAA's Legacy Project is driving lasting change in the Indianapolis community. Indiana has revoked nearly 1,800 commercial driver's licenses from non-citizen truck and bus drivers this week as a new statutory ban took effect. And IU's Pro Day on Wednesday at Mellencamp Pavilion on campus attracted representatives from all 32 NFL teams ahead of the upcoming NFL draft. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Part of being the host city for the NCAA's March Madness isn't just the short-term economic impact that comes with it. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports the collegiate sports organization also selects a community initiative to invest in through its Legacy Project.
A brightly colored mural covers a wall inside the newly renovated indoor basketball court at Christian Park. Sitting next to it are students from Christian Elementary School waving pom-poms as each speaker steps up to the podium. Indy Parks director Brittany Crone says she was excited to see the kids in attendance.
It's really for them. It's for our community. And we don't just do sports here, right? We do all kinds of programming, including food pantry and even some clothing pantry work.
Outside the gym, the rest of the center underwent a transformation, including an updated fitness center and a new playroom for younger children. The Legacy Project was made possible through the NCAA, the Indiana Sports Corp, and Dove Men Plus Care. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
Indiana has revoked nearly 1,800 commercial driver's licenses from non-citizen truck and bus drivers this week as a new statutory ban took effect. As the Indiana Capital Chronicle reports, the ban was inspired by recent traffic fatalities, including a Kyrgyzstan national accused of killing four people in a crash along State Route 67 in Indiana in February. U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement alleges he entered the country illegally but was still issued a CDL in Pennsylvania. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles says 1,790 CDL drivers were notified by mail that they'd lost license privileges. All were non-citizens without specific employment-based visas. The law makes driving a commercial vehicle with a false or foreign CDL a Level 6 felony. The law also blocks the BMV from expanding CDL testing to other languages besides English. On social media, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita celebrated Indiana's status as, quote, the first state in the nation to take this common sense action. Indianapolis-based Eli Lilly has announced the approval of a new drug to treat obesity. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports.
Foundayo will now be available to people with obesity and weight-related medical problems. The drug is the second oral medication approved by the FDA and available to the public. Injectable forms of the weight loss drugs, known as GLP-1s, have been on the market for years. The FDA approved Lilly's obesity pill on the fast track. The decision took only 50 days. Lilly also makes Zepbound, an injectable obesity medication that uses a peptide. Foundayo uses a new ingredient that is not a peptide, but acts like one. People who used the drug in a clinical trial lost about 25 pounds. The once-a-day medication also helped reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. I'm Jill Sheridan.
The NFL draft begins in 3 weeks, and players from IU's undefeated national championship team are working out for scouts. IU's Pro Day on Wednesday at Mellencamp Pavilion on campus attracted representatives from all 32 NFL teams. Quarterback Fernando Mendoza is expected to be taken by the Las Vegas Raiders with the first overall pick in the draft. He threw more than 50 passes at Pro Day to IU receivers and running backs.
Quarterbacks in the past have done shorter Pro Days than that. However, just want to make sure everybody can showcase their abilities in front of all 32 NFL teams and really run routes that are applicable to the timing that we're going to be running in the NFL. So I think it went great.
IU receiver Omar Cooper Jr. is also considered a possible first-round draft choice. ESPN projects 6 Hoosiers will be taken during the 7-round draft. Whitley County author Diana DuPont's new book, Fur Mama, chronicles her odyssey after adopting an ex-racehorse and a shelter dog and trading a successful career in the California Art Museum business for life on a Midwest farm. Here, WBOI's Julia Meek and DuPont discuss the journey and her transformation into a devoted animal parent for a whole new kind of family.
Diana DuPont, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Julia. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, your new book describes the odyssey that you have been on for the last 3 decades and your passion for and following your fur mama nature. Diana, what did revive your girlhood passion for the equestrian life?
Oh my goodness, I moved to the central coast of California to a town that supported living with horses. They would be people's backyards. I would drive by.
You mention it being a cure for your workaholism. When did you know you were hooked again and that you just couldn't live without them anymore?
It was so funny because I moved there to Santa Barbara and I just, within 1 year, I kept thinking, oh, I should postpone this. No, went for it, got a horse. And my husband was a big part of it because I kept thinking I had to concentrate on my new job. And he said, oh no, they're all around. They're easy to have here. And that's what happened.
So off track, thoroughbred, and later a rescue black lab that you couldn't live without. Where has this taken you?
Well, what's amazing is I had never thought of myself as maternal. You know, I was marinated in the cries of environmentalism and zero population growth, as well as the battle cries of feminism. And it was career, career, career. This horse and this dog taught me to slow down. And I start this journey with these animals. And as I nurtured them, I discovered that I wanted to nurture more. And I really discovered another kind of motherhood. That's why I'm so involved with rescue and adoption and caring for animals in such a powerful way.
So the leap from dreaming to living the dream, what had to happen?
Oh, I had to leave the land that I never thought I would leave. I had to leave my beloved California and move to the Midwest. It was because my husband had an opportunity here. And at first, people looked at us crazy, like, what have you done that would take you to Tulsa, Oklahoma? Because that's where we went first. They didn't know what they were missing as far as we were concerned. We loved Oklahoma. And then we came to Fort Wayne and we have found this is our home. We found the ranch we dreamed of in California in a farm here. And we just adore it.
Okay, now fast forward to your friendship with Humane Fort Wayne. How did that all happen?
Well, it started with the farm came with cats, and I was not a cat person because I was allergic to cats. But the cats on the farm had to be, I wanted them to be neutered and spayed accordingly because that's the responsible thing to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, I end up with Hope for the Animals. And then Jessica Henry Johnson, who's just a dream, she called up one day and she said she knew I wanted another lab after Shadow passed. I had her till 14 and I had to say goodbye. And then I had to say goodbye to Blackie 6 months later.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I was grieving. I couldn't imagine replacing. I just couldn't. And then Jessica calls and says, I have a lab. Will you come and look at it? And we adopted that beautiful Pasha on Good Friday. And that's why we named her Pasha.
Lovely. And okay, did you have any idea that the day you got back in the saddle 3 decades ago was the first day of, as your subtitle says, your best life?
Well, what's so incredible about it is that no, absolutely not. I had no idea I would be on a farm in the Midwest and love it here and love the people here and love my animals here. I had no idea. So the lesson there is life happens when you're planning other things. So don't think you've got it all mapped out. Just follow that surprise and embrace it. That's what happened to us, my husband and I, and we couldn't be happier.
Diana DuPont is an equestrian living in Whitley County and author of Fur Mama. Thanks for sharing your story and your passion with us, Diana. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, Julia, so much for having me.
Find more information about the author's upcoming book signings at Barnes & Noble and an extended version of this conversation at wboi.org/news. More news in a moment.
Hey friends, this is Stephen J. Bailey, born and raised right here in Northeast Indiana and a former WBOI board member. You know, I have been listening for over 2 decades and WBOI has been so important and personal to me, from the relationship to the news, the music, the entertainment. It's given me access to so much, both local and national. It's been really crucial for me. So I want to encourage you to join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Indiana's governor remains hopeful that the Chicago Bears will move across the state line. This week, state leaders eliminated, suspended, or merged over 500 degrees from the state's public colleges and universities. And in the last year, Indiana became a safer place for pedestrians, ending with one of the best records in the country. That's Who and What for Friday, April 3rd. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great weekend.